Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dust Bowl Girls, the inspiring story of the team that barnstormed its way to basketball glory, by Lydia Reeder, read by Virginia Woolf. There are some things you learn best in calm and some in storm. Willa Cather, The Song of the Lark. Chapter 1. New Recruit. February 1930. Dahl Harris crouched in ready position, took a deep breath, and focused on the basketball now in enemy territory. More than anything, she wanted the ball back. Dahl's high school team, the Cement Lady Bulldogs, was battling its arch-rival, the Fletcher Lady Wildcats, for the Southwest Oklahoma District Championship and the right to play in the regional tournament. Dahl was a senior and the Bulldogs' star forward. The game, in its final seconds, was tied 28-28. The hometown crowd of 350 leapt to their feet when the Bulldog guards fought hard for the ball, their rubber soles of their Converse high tops rendering sharp chirps with every move. The referee, expecting the tangle of players to commit a foul at any minute, held his whistle ready. "Get the ball to Dahl, you all," the pep squad chanted. "Ball to Dahl," the crowd joined in. Members of the boys' basketball team, scheduled to play directly after this game, were on their feet stomping against the bleachers, the racket thundering against the gym's red brick walls. Rumor had it they were all in love with Dahl. Part Irish and part Cherokee, she was petite, not much over 5 feet tall, with an athletic figure and thick, shoulder-length black hair. For such a small girl, she had large hands.